It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Mark Neupbaur, 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, the U.S. Department of Transportation will give Carnegie Mellon University $14 million over the next 5 years to establish a National University Transportation Center. The school says the center will focus on safely and efficiently improving the mobility of people and goods. The work of the center will range from investigating and deploying new technologies to offering training programs and government policy advice. CMU will partner with several entities, including the Community College of Allegheny County, University of Pennsylvania, and the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation. PennDOT Secretary Leslie Richard says the school's past research has helped establish Pittsburgh as a national hub for developing safe automated vehicles, and it has attracted technology companies to the state. Laptop and cell phone batteries are back in the news, but this time it has nothing to do with them catching fire. The European Union's antitrust watchdog group has fined Sony, Panasonic, and Sanyo for price fixing in the market for lithium-ion batteries. The European Commission fined the three a total of 166 million euros, which is about $176 million. Samsung SDI also took part in the alleged price fixing, but avoided a fine because it blew the whistle on the cartel. Today, the Tech Report does a construction site flyover with a drone.
Although, you know, we do work related to drones, we do, you know, use them as a tool as part of this workflow, the drone has actually become the least interesting and least, say, special part of the whole workflow.
That's Identified Technologies Corporation founder and CEO Dick Zhang. His Pittsburgh-based company uses drones to create two- and three-dimensional models of construction sites to help monitor progress.
Data capture for a lot of these companies to date has been a very, very manual, tedious, and expensive process. It's either a boots-on-the-ground type surveying, when I'm sure you've seen, you know, the GPS surveyors out in the streets. Second is it's occasionally done by helicopter and planes. And then third is sometimes it's not even done at all.
Identified Technologies sends up a drone with a camera to traverse a construction site in a lawnmower pattern, taking hundreds of pictures. After the flight, those pictures are downloaded into the company's system, and a few hours later, the user gets a report filled with maps and other data. The same work by surveyors usually would take nearly a week. Zhang pulls up a file he created for a project in Texas and says not only are his results faster, they're also better.
There is a data point every inch, every square inch, there is a data point on this map. Whereas, you know, if we were to do this with some other traditional method, you'd be lucky if you got a data point every 30 or 40 feet. Everything on this site is tied into roughly about a quarter of an inch of accuracy.
The company produces traditional-looking maps with contour lines and more unusual maps that use color overlays to show changes in elevation as Earth is moved from one area to another. Jeff Zabzikowski does surveying for the federal government. He says modern contracting practices demand this type of cheaper, more frequent surveying.
As we get more individual subcontractors working within these large sites, there's a need to monitor their progress, you know, throughout that construction.
Jabzikowski says surveying professionals not using new technologies could risk falling behind. Identified Technologies announced this week a large contract to monitor well site construction for Keystone Consultants. Keystone thinks it will be able to increase worker productivity by more than 70% by flying over six well pads in a day. Zhang says his company will continue to develop the service and hopes to roll out additional products soon. And that's this week's Tech Report. I'm Mark Neupbaur.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.